No one in college basketball has perfected the art of jousting better than Bobby Knight. Knight is still seething 2 years after he was fired as coach at Indiana University. Knight, now coach at Texas Tech, filed a lawsuit yesterday against his former school, saying he was fired without cause and without a chance to defend himself. Commentator Frank DeFord says Knight's antics forever will be linked to the incoming president of the National Collegiate Athletic Association.
The president-elect is Miles Brand. He's the first college president ever chosen to lead the NCAA, migrating as he does from the helm of Indiana University. However, although Brand is a distinguished educator, he is now generally known only in one respect. Yes, the phrase, "the man who fired Bobby Knight," is a barnacle attached to every mention of his name, as sure as Kuwait always must be identified as oil rich. Indeed, just as PhD follows President Brand's name, so too should the letters TMWFBK, abbreviating "the man who fired Bobby Knight," so as to save space and time. But as Miles Brand, PhD, TMWFBK, will soon discover, discharging General Knight was easy compared to getting the NC2A Army to move in any direction. The moment may be propitious, though. The mere fact that an academician, not an athletic director, has been chosen to run the college big top is symbolic. Moreover, college presidents throughout the land are speaking out in favor of reform, maintaining that henceforth student-athletes really and truly should attend class. Through the years, though, college presidents have periodically stood up on their hind legs and barked at the NC2A, only to soon lose their will. Anyway, President Miles, PhD, TMWFBK, could use a splashy start, and revamping the college football playoff system would provide him a lift. The current arrangement, whereby only two teams are chosen to play in one game by coaches and journalists who vote on the basis of what highlights they caught on ESPN and by la-di-da computers who make a great to-do about something called strength of schedule, is unfair and idiotic. But then it's also hypocritical. Every other NC2A sport and every other football division has a championship playoff. Indeed, the NC2A is virtually wholly owned and financed by what is marketed as March Madness. But a Division I football tournament is outlawed because, somehow it is claimed, football players would be kept out of their classrooms by engaging in the same thing, a postseason tournament, that college athletes in all other sports do. This sanctimony is made all the worse in that several dozen Division I football teams who have been practicing since early August are kept on the practice field for weeks after the regular season ends so that they may play one more game. Ah, the bowls. The current protracted football postseason not only manages to be more anti-education than what other sports put up with, but it also satisfies no one. Let eight teams qualify to compete for the title. Let them play the first round the week after the season ends, just like every other sport. Hello, we have airplanes nowadays. And soon enough, all the gladiators would be back in the classroom. Also, because everyone loves genuine competition more than they do the anachronistic bowls, the NC2A would make oodles more television millions, which President Miles, PhD, TMWFBK, could use to hire a battalion of gumshoes to make sure that athletic departments stop cheating.
The comments of Frank DeFord, whose latest novel is An American Summer. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.